Avade ist unschlecht, weil wir sehen doch in Gollis. Hereingezogen in der Welt, alte Klolles. Aber hört gut, meine Werter, ich sag auch euch Sassod. Bald wollen alle wissen, Hashem Echa, du Shmoye Chadai.
Welcome to Rebbe's Gemara Stories. These are true stories about our Tanoim and Amoroim found in the Talmud Bavli. The Tanoim are Chachamim from the Mishnah, and the Amoroim were later Chachamim from the Gemara. As you listen, consider the holiness of these stories like you are learning Torah. Even the smallest sage of the Talmud was able to bring a dead person back to life. Yet another story in the Gemara Shabbos Kufnun Vav about stargazers and about Ein Mazel Li Yisroel. So here it goes. This time, it's the story about Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. When he was a baby, someone told his mother, "Your child is going to grow up to be a ganav." She said, "Don't say that, Chas v'shalom. You don't know the future." They said, "Oh, yes, we do. We are stargazers." Stargazers are people who study the night sky, and they study the way that they move, how the stars and what happens in the sky, how they're grouped together. Like we said, Hashem really did put a chokhmah into the stars. Hashem makes things happen in the world by moving the stars. The stars are somehow connected with everything here on earth. There are trillions of different options, and it's one way that Hashem runs the world, using the stars. In the olden days, people, especially Goyim, knew this chokhmah, and they could tell what would happen. Yidden don't look, like we said. Yidden trust Hashem. You're not supposed to go look. But Goyim, they don't have anybody looking after them. So they try to look for ways to protect themselves. So they told the mother of the baby Nachman that the stars say your son will grow up to be a thief. He'll be a ganav. When Nachman's mother heard that, she didn't want her son to do any avera, just in case the stargazers were right. But Nachman's mother knitted a yarmulke for her baby with strings that tie under his chin. She never left him with an uncovered head. And as Nachman grew up, his mother always reminded him, "Nachman, cover your head so the fear of Hashem will be on you and that you will never do anything wrong. Cover your head so that the fear of doing something wrong will be on you. Always keep your head covered, my Nachman. Nachman, yarmulke. And beg mercy from Hashem that the Yetzirah should never touch you, Nachman." Little Nachman did not understand what the big deal was about, why his mother was repeating it again and again. "Nachman, put on your kepel, your yarmulke, Nachman." But one day, Nachman was sitting outside under his neighbor's palm tree, reviewing his Mishnayos, who doesn't say clearly what he was doing, when suddenly a wind came and blew down his yarmulke. Oy vey! His head was uncovered for the first time. Nachman looked up at the top of the palm tree. There was a big, juicy cluster of dates hanging there. His Yetzer Hara overpowered him, and he climbed up the tree without his yarmulke on. He chopped the cluster of dates off the tree with his teeth. That's right. He chomped it off. Now, kids, I don't know how it works. Why does a cloth on your head help you fear Hashem? But it does. Everything the Gemara says is true. So wear a kippah, wear a kapel, a yarmulke, wherever you go. Even if you're playing sports, you should find a way to keep it on. Some people have bobby pins. Some people have Velcro. Some people wear large soup bowl yarmulkes. Some people have short haircuts to keep their yarmulke on tight. Imagine you're playing football and you are one of the receivers. There you go, out for a bomb, and you jump just before the end zone and you catch the football. Just a few more steps and you'll score the winning touchdown. But your yarmulke fell off. Think about it before it happens, kids. One day you'll go to Shamayim. Your neshama will be standing at the gates of Gan Eden. "Can I come in?" The guards will ask, "What did you do good in your life?" So you'll say, "I made an amazing leap and caught the bomb and made a winning touchdown for my team." The angels will say, "That's not amazing. No, sorry, we don't give reward over here for winning football games. But if you say, 'I froze still after I caught the football because I didn't want to run around with my head uncovered. I was too scared to.'" Now the Malachim will say, "Come on in to Gan Eden. Now that's amazing." Kids, this is what Hashem loves. He loves Yirgir HaShemayim. And this Gemara is teaching us one way, an easy way to get it.